This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
Welcome to I Will Watch Anything Once.
All right, welcome back to I Will Watch Anything Once with your hosts, Mark David Christensen
and Connie Shen.
We, this evening, watched the controversial Walt Disney feature, which I was not aware it was a feature. I honestly thought it was a short.
Yeah. No, it's a movie.
Yeah, it is a movie. Song of the South.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I thought it was a short for the forever. I thought it was like 30 minutes tops.
It's barely an hour and a half, but Dave did fall asleep at some point.
I did fall asleep. That had to do with having like just been up very early this morning to work.
Well, to be fair, the pacing of the film is slow.
It's so slow.
It's definitely meant for children. Part of me wonders, it almost feels made for TV. It doesn't feel like, I don't see this playing in a theater.
Yeah, that's, I think because of the clips I've possibly seen in the past, why I always thought it was shorter is because it never, what I'd seen of it looks like, that can't be a feature. That can't be presented in a theater. It has to be. I honestly think I thought it was like one of his like, sort of like a short, or like how he used to, Walt Disney used to like do those things where he'd talk to the to audiences, whatever those were called, on like ABC or whatever.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember what they're called though.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
But this was like a movie.
It was a movie, and God, was it boring.
Because the stakes were so weirdly low, and it intertwined with cartoons, which felt very forced. And I remember at one point, like, what does this have to do with that? And so it was very, the pacing was just weird. The characters are confusing. Uncle Remus.
Well, let's jump into it. Let's first tell any listeners out there who have not seen this movie what it's about. Maybe I'll leave that up to you, because you didn't fall asleep at any point.
So Song of the South is a movie. It was created in, I want to say, 1946, and it's in color, and it takes place in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's during the Reconstruction era, which is the post-Civil War era.
Yes, but it's very not clear.
It takes place on a plantation, but the thing is, it doesn't seem post-Civil War. It seems pre-Civil War, because it's on a plantation, and they're doing, the people who live in the plantation are doing just fine, and the slaves seem very happy to be there. And so when someone's like, this took place after this Civil War, it's like, what? Why is this plantation why hasn't it been burned to the ground, and why is everyone still here?
Yeah, I was very confused when we started the movie, and I think I even outwardly was like, so this is supposed to be after?
You were like, this is before, right? I'm like, before? No. This was after.
Yeah, I thought it was before, so it does not feel at all as if it had taken place after the Civil War.
The only sense that this was after the Civil War is that Uncle Remus didn't really have anything to do, and no one was giving him shit for it. So that's the only indicator that he was not a slave.
Yeah. He was about to leave at one point.
Yeah.
And no one was going to say, you can't.
And no one was going to be like, why did you get sold? And he's like, no, he's leaving on his own accord. It's like, oh, this is the non-slavery era. And at some point, the character, So the movie starts out with a little white boy being brought to a plantation to visit his grandma with his parents. And then his dad, all of a sudden, when they drop the kid off, being like, I have to leave. I'm going to work. And the kid's like, what? Why? Why? We made this huge trip and you're leaving? And so the kid falls apart. And
shows the first time he ugly cries.
He's an ugly crier. I feel bad saying this about a kid, but he was an ugly, ugly crier. And he cries a lot in this movie. And so, but he meets a slave that that is like legendary among all the other slaves, called Uncle Remus, known for telling amazing stories.
Right.
And he'll tell stories to the kids that like, and when he's telling a story, that's when the animation happens.
Yeah. And then the whole, like, if there is a through line,
mm-hmm.
it's that the kid's sort of a shitty kid.
Yeah.
And his mom thinks Uncle Remus is sort of a bad influence and threatens to says, stay away from my kid. And that makes them sad. And then by the end, they're sad because he's going to leave.
Yeah. Like,
and then he doesn't want him to leave and then almost dies because a bull hits him.
It's very strange. Anytime the kid gets in trouble, Uncle Remus weirdly gets blamed.
Well, and he sort of does it to himself the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the way that they wrote this character was like, well, I'll do whatever, you know, and I'll take the hits. Because it was like the kid went to run away.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just Remus going like, yeah, here, I brought him back, but mm-hmm. I had him for a while and told him a story. He's like, mm-hmm. oh, actually, I was telling him a story
to convince him to stay.
But I went too late. And that's why it's dark when he's coming home.
Yeah.
And then the little kid, what was the little kid's name?
Who cares?
I feel like it was a very clear name. They said it multiple times. And now I feel bad that I can't think of that other little kid's name.
But Johnny.
Was it Johnny?
Yes.
Wow. I felt Johnny, like it was more. No, what about that was the white kid, right?
Yes, Johnny the white
kid.
What
was the little black kid's name?
Because
that kid messes it up for Johnny in Remus at first, remember?
The little slave boy?
Yeah.
There's a little slave boy that's basically assigned to be Johnny's friend because he's also a little boy, but he's also weirdly his servant. It's very bizarre.
Because clearly Walt Disney thought, the controversy, there's so much controversy behind this. That is the main reason that we watched this, right?
I think the little slave boy's name was Toby.
Toby, that was it. It was
Which
Toby.
Was also the name of the main character in Roots.
Which is really messed up. I wonder if the writer of Roots was like, fuck Song of the South.
I'm not going to name him Remus, but I will name him Toby.
Because that's the name the white slave owners gave him was Toby.
To break his spirit.
I would love to find... That's funny.
That's bizarre, yeah.
I wonder if that is a direct... But I could see that as being a direct thing from the writer.
Saying
like... a commentary about it. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? That's very interesting. Because that was based on a book that was then made into a movie, mm-hmm. right?
But this was... Song of the South was based on a book, too.
Right. But it was like a white writer, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
And like a lot of things I've read on just Wikipedia and a little bit of snippets from documentary about Walt Disney about mm-hmm. this era in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like... there were people that were brought on to be like, he had like a liberal writer come on or something that was like, he considered a radical to be like, he'll help out. And then that radical, like due to creative differences, that radical writer ended up leaving the project.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So I don't know all their names, but it's very clear in the documentary, which is a good documentary about Walt Disney that PBS created. He apparently like before going into production, like spoke with the NAACP and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then they told him to certain things to do. They like plainly to just told him like, don't glorify it. That's all we ask you to do.
Yeah.
And he just blatantly went and did exactly that. Glorified plantation life.
Yeah. Like the slaves are literally singing and dancing. Hattie McDaniel, the famous actress from Gone with the Wind, there's a scene where she's cooking in the kitchen and she's singing to herself and she seems like blissful. And all the slaves seem like blissfully happy.
Yeah. They would not want to leave that plantation is how it's presented.
There's this weird part, like it's only weird because in hindsight, like the little Toby who is assigned to be Johnny's slave slash friend. He comes in as Johnny's waking up in bed with a basin of water for Johnny to wash his face. And as he's doing his chores, because he's a slave.
He's a slave. Or it's weird. It's twofold. Either he's presenting it as a slave, that they're still slaves.
Uh-huh.
Or in Walt Disney's head, and whoever wrote this with him, were like, but they love doing this.
Yeah.
This, like, they're no longer slaves, but, you know, you get it, though. This is what they'll continue to love to do this, which is even more degrading.
Yeah, which is so much sadder. I don't know how you get
more degrading than slavery, but they're essentially saying, like, no, they wanted to do this all the time.
Like, all along. Johnny throws a pillow at Toby while he's doing his chores, which is basically setting up his basin to wash his face. And I'm like, my first response was like, dude, don't fuck with him. He's working. He's probably been up since 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And you're like, let's play. And I'm just like, how does Toby not being like, dude, my life is dark compared to yours?
Yeah. Because that's not what they wanted you to see.
Like,
they didn't want to see the reality.
Yeah, because no, that kid, I was like, he came in with all that. And I'm like, that kid's been working for hours and Johnny's just waking up. And now he's fucking with him while he's working. Like, that, no little boy wants to be doing chores thing in the morning.
Or, no little kid wants to do chores for another little kid.
Yeah.
That's doubly, like, I can understand, like, any kid growing up, if you had to do stuff, but it was, like, to help you out the house, like, for your mom and dad, mm-hmm. you'd kind of, like, get it. You'd be like, okay, I'll do my chores.
Yeah.
But if somebody else came into the house I lived, and mm-hmm. They were my age,
yeah.
and I had to do things for them,
yeah.
I'd be so damn upset.
Yeah.
Like, don't fuck with me at that point.
Yeah, like, dude, I didn't ask to do this. Stop it. It's so strange. And he's also, they put a kid, and they're like, make sure he doesn't get into trouble. You're asking a little kid to make sure another little kid doesn't get into trouble. The fuck are you doing?
Exactly.
Also, you're his mom. Are you busy? What are you doing?
I feel like that's a layover too, also from like the slavery and just that whole thing is that, so I'm going to put you in charge of my little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And if he does anything bad, I won't punish my child. I'll punish you, the slave.
Yes. There's a lot of that.
Yeah. Like, that's what I think it's a holdover from.
Mm-hmm.
Is that terrible.
Yeah. The scapegoating of black people. And it's so stupid. Like, because they're going to visit the grandma who's a whippersnapper of a woman. And so the grandma's there and the mom. And they're like, oh, thank God, a little black boy. Watch our kid. It's just like, the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah, what are you? Be parents.
Because the person that had to go work left the scene already. So what are you guys up to?
Oh, that whole era looked terrible as a woman to live in. I was like, none of you have, like, you can't have any casual attire as a woman.
No, she is dressed to the nines. And this is like, she's just at home. Nothing looked comfortable. She had the tiniest waist. Her hair was always done in the most Victorian era style. And it just looked like a nightmare being a woman back then.
Oh, it did look like a complete nightmare.
And this, like, it was supposed to be in Georgia. And then you told me while we were watching it that it took place in Arizona.
So it had to be scalding hot.
Yeah.
A furnace every day they filmed this.
That must have been god awful. And they were wearing those layered costumes, like velveteen and stuff like that. And they were running around. So it was scorching hot while they were doing this.
Yeah. So here's my big thing, Connie.
Mm-hmm.
I partially fell asleep because I'm tired, but then I partially fell asleep because this movie's boring as hell.
It was kind of boring.
I really found this movie so boring. And there's a positive from that, and then there's another side of that I want to talk about. The positive is this, that for being a movie that is so controversial, and I read briefly that Roger Ebert was all for this movie not being released,
mm-hmm.
and he regularly is not that, because he's like, this movie is made for children, and this would put this image of that segregated way of looking at life between whites and blacks into kids' heads, so this should not be given.
Yeah.
The only people that should be able to see this, he pretty much said, was like film students.
Yeah.
So I also, like, I think the good thing about this movie being boring is that no modern child could sit through it.
Well, I weirdly think the kids, because there's cartoons in it, I think they might find that enjoyable. Also, Splash Mountain's based on this movie.
Right. But I think it's only based on the song and the animated part, luckily.
Yeah, but there's quotes from the movie that are literally covering the walls of the Splash Mountain ride.
Which ones?
Uncle Remus's quotes, like, long, long ago, not yesterday, before that. That's one of his lines, and that's also posted when you're waiting in line for Splash Mountain. And I only know this because I was there recently, not because I'm a Disney head whatever.
I'm a Disney head, but I just...
Oh, yeah, all the quotes you'll see on the on that log ride are Uncle Remus lines.
Makes sense.
And, okay, so we should probably say, like, the reason this movie was considered controversial is, like, one, it glorified the slavery plantation life.
Sure, sure.
And two is the portrayal of African-American vernacular.
Yeah, vernacular, and it made them, they're all stereotypes.
Yeah, like, that it carries on to the cartoons, and I did not know how intense it was until I saw this.
Oh, the cartoons, it was like, and those were done by
they're done by black actors.
It's by the one, I believe. It's what's his name that plays at Remus? Beckett, or what is his name? I feel terrible, sir, because you know, we should remember who you are. I believe he did both of those voices.
Uncle Remus did Brer Fox.
He did Brer Fox. Maybe he doesn't do the others, but yeah, they're definitely like either white actors putting on that voice or they got black actors.
He did Brer Fox. He didn't do Brer Rabbit, though.
He didn't.
Mm-mm.
But I think Fox is so clear. It's like, insane.
He makes the crows from Dumbo seem respectful.
And he was one of the crows.
Oh, that explains it. But it's very like, give me some slack, Jack. It's very.
Yeah. It's like, you only talk this way.
Yeah. I was like, holy shit. Wow. Like, apparently, the character, the actor that played Uncle Remus got a lot of shit for playing this character. From the community, the black community, and so here's my weird thing with this movie. Mm-hmm. I grew up with not watching this movie because it was never released, but there was a Disney sing-along version of this movie.
Oh, I think I do remember the soft case of other people owning it.
Yeah, and I had the Disney sing-along version of this. It was one of the few ones I had, and I watched the hell out of it. So I have very fond memories of Zippity-Doo-Dah and Uncle Remus singing along. I have no the kids aren't in the move in the sing-along version.
I think it's just the animated sequences in that.
Yes, so that's all I remember. And so when I got older, and I was like, Song of the South, oh God, it's a nightmare. And I'm like, how so? And then I saw... Because you never see the plantation part, the weird interaction with the white parents and Uncle Remus. So, it was hard for me watching this. Like, I was having weird nostalgia. So, I think it is very socially responsible to not let kids watch this.
Yes, I 100% agree. Like, you shouldn't. And I think that's probably, I realizing that sing-along is probably why I always thought it was a short, too, growing up.
Yeah, because I didn't know it was a whole movie either.
Yeah, and I never saw it. I had no clue. But yeah, I just think it's like, I'm just happy that it's boring, because like, there can be things out there that are troublesome and have problems but are actually entertaining. So it's like, oh no, we can't. It's harder to eliminate from like the lexicon, you know?
I mean,
whereas this is something where it's like, well, y'all know, but at least it's not. I essentially could look at this movie and go, at least it's not good.
Yeah.
At least it has terrible things, but it's not good. Even though apparently it made money when it was released, because society
also
sucks. But
The guy who played Remus, he got a special Academy Award.
He got a special
this.
Academy Award, yeah. Mm-hmm. It won an Oscar for Zippity-Doo-Dah.
Oh, wow.
That one, the song won an Oscar.
Do you know what the title of his special Oscar was?
I have no clue. It just had to do with his, like...
being a good sport.
Essentially. It was on Wiki, and like it just said something about
everyone's black friend.
I would say it was a token award.
Yeah.
I would definitely, because it was something to do with like being a storyteller for children or something in that sense.
I mean, he's clearly a very talented actor. Here's the thing, for people who have not seen this movie, which is probably a lot of you, there are a few weird moments that are very weird and kind of scary in this movie.
When you first meet Remus and he's in the cabin with Johnny.
Yeah.
And he starts to tell.
And it's very darkly lit.
The camera gets in very close up on Remus. It feels like you're about to go into a horror movie, not like a fun cartoon romp.
Yeah. Because, okay, so I feel like the actor got the note, be suspenseful, be mysterious. And then they edited it in a way that was too mysterious and too suspenseful, where it's like, is he going to kill Johnny? What's about to happen here? And he has these very animated eyes that can be very charming, but if he darts them a little too much, it gets a little...
Yeah.
It makes you uneasy.
Very much so. And they just lit it so creepy.
Yeah. They why was it so dark in there? Yeah, there's...
I think it's just authentic. It's also the times, the cameras. Mm. It's the lighting that you have. You know what I mean? Available for. So you... and I think it's Disney at the same time. I think this is one of the very first. I'm not completely aware of their history, but this is one of the first ventures into live action. Too, very early for, because this is very pre Mary Poppins, where they finally like made a mark with live action.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're also trying to learn that part of the filmmaking.
And yeah, this was definitely a product of its time. Like the mom was like this weird, ineffectual parent who was basically useless without her husband, and was very weirdly stern with Uncle Remus, being like, I know you mean well, but stay away from my son. And it was just this whole like, and the fact that it was all based on a misunderstanding that Remus would not clarify. And what was weird is that so this whole bullshit started over a puppy. Not all of it, but a big part of it that Johnny acquired, but was told he couldn't have. So he tried to keep it at Remus's house, lied to Remus about it, got Remus in trouble as a result.
Yeah.
And so none of this shit is Remus's fault. This is all Johnny's fault. And as a result, the mom's like, just stay away from his son. His stories, he's too young. Like, and anyway, Remus should have been like, hey, your boy told me this.
It's again, very scapegoaty.
Yeah.
And say like, it's your fault this is happening rather than my fucking shitty, my kids not being, just being shitty.
But the thing is, Remus, like, I feel like a normal grown man, you're like, well, fuck this kid. I'm keeping this dog, whatever. Or, that kid's going to get a piece of my mind when I see him. Instead, he has like an existential breakdown.
Yeah, about it.
He's like crying. Like he can't even look at Johnny. He's like, Johnny, you can't come around here no more. And Johnny's like, why? And he does this ugly cry. And he's just like, you just can't. That's all. And I'm like, dude, none of this is your fault, Remus. Why are you losing your mind over this?
I think it's a little bit of like an Uncle Tom moment that they wrote on sadly in there.
It was like he was experiencing pain for the sake of not being able to be near Johnny.
Yeah. And taking like,
he was like the character from The Green Mile, but like, I'm absorbing everyone's pain. It's just, I was like, Remus, you got a lot of problems of your own. I mean, Hattie McDaniel was giving you shit for not having a job.
Yeah. You just need to like take care of yourself. Get away from this plantation.
Yeah. Like your stories are fine. Just don't get mixed up with this little white boy. But yeah. And there's like this very interesting scene, sadly very charming scene with Hattie McDaniel where she's singing and cooking in a kitchen. It sounded like a modern song.
Yeah.
And Uncle Remus comes in and she's like, you know, some people work and some people just stop by, meaning he don't work.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
which is another stereotype, I mean, of of what white people saw, like black people's like, you're lazy.
Yeah.
You're just lazy. You don't work.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a controversial cartoon out there. I don't know who produced it. It could be Disney. I don't know if it is called Lazy Town, which is insane if you've ever seen it. Mm. It's a short cartoon where literally they go into a town of black people. They're just all sleeping. Then they get up and dance, and then they go back to sleep. It's insane.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's very. It's a banned cartoon because it's grotesque about like what they're saying.
That sounds like a bummer.
And it's glad these things get banned.
But then, like, it's... Yeah, I'm like... Because... Just knowing what I knew at the time, I'm like, there is no way Uncle Remus is lazy. No one had a good life back then. Like, there is no way that old man is lazy.
Yeah, exactly. He had to bust his ass.
Yeah, everyone there that wasn't living in the mansion was busting their ass. So I'm like, how is he lazy? What's his deal? He's not married. He's not... What's going on there?
I mean, that's why I also, like, when him hanging out with Johnny gets a little too creepy.
It gets a little weird.
They like, tote that line where you're like, what are you trying to say about this Uncle Remus and his stories?
And at the end, the kid gets hit by a bull and...
Which is a funny, like... moment because it's set up really early, like with Toby telling him not to run through there
because
there's a bull, and then when he runs to get Remus they clearly make it, and it's not well done.
No,
like you've seen in movies where they're like, we can't show the thing but we have like something that indicates it visually in the filmmaking. This is one of those ones where it's just like doesn't do it at all well.
Nah.
It's like a reaction from the mom.
Yeah.
And then there's like a slow thing of her running. There's like a moment of her running. And I was really like, so did he get hit? Like, I was we didn't really get the acknowledgement until you saw his body. And he made it pretty far because his body was like right by the fence.
They must have been so nervous about putting that kid near that bull because, you find the kid, he's knocked over just outside of the fence.
Yeah.
And the bull's on the other side. And I'm like, and Dave is like, did he knock him through the fence?
Yeah, like, it made no sense. I was like, usually, you would get hit. When you see people get hit by a bull, they're bucked up a little and more in the air, not forward.
Yeah,
your force sort of stops.
This bull, like Jackie Chan, this kid through the fence.
Enough that his mom could easily reach him
without
even going really under the fence.
Oh, yeah, this is a very gaping open fence, and so... Yeah, that was terribly done.
Like, oh my, okay.
And I guess the kid has a concussion or something, but they are like, he's babbling nonsense. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So did he lose his mind? Is he having psychosis?
Yeah, I think if you do get like, he could. But then, can you tell us your theory of like really what happened at the end of the movie?
Oh, okay. The way they set up the end of the movie is so... It feels... Okay, so what you literally see is all... Like, the kid in bed, and then his father comes to see him, and the father's like, we're going to be together forever. I promise. Nothing but fun and games. The next shot, you see the kid, his little friend that's a girl, and the little slave boy, Toby, and they're all singing and dancing and singing Zippity-Doo-Da, and they go right past Uncle Remus's place without nary a glance. And what's so crazy is the kids see the cartoon Br'er Rabbit, which is not a thing that happened before.
Mm-hmm.
The only human that has seen the cartoon Br'er Rabbit is Uncle Remus, and in flashbacks. And then, they go off into the sunset following this rabbit, and all these cartoons come out. And Uncle Remus sees him and follows him and catches up with them. And I'm like, did they all die? And are they going to heaven?
100% think that's the best way this movie could have ended.
Yes.
Is if they actually, if he didn't survive that bull.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's, and he died. Like,
yes.
It should be a very Jacob's Ladder, like, moment. Where like they cut from like them walking off to that sunset, and then it's just Johnny on his bed, and they're like, he's gone, and it's his dad just like, well, I have to go back. I have to go back to work, and the mom's like, you can't stay. He's like, I can't now.
Yeah,
and then Uncle Remus just kills himself.
Yeah,
because the way this movie's set up is that they would guilt him into thinking it was his fault.
Yeah,
for letting that boy fall in love with him.
Yeah, like this kid. Okay, so like.
That's so dark.
I want the darker movie. I really do, Connie. Here's a question for you. Unless you have a thought that you wanted to finish real quick.
My thing is yeah, that kid's dead because one, they saw the cartoon, and two, the dad all of a sudden doesn't have to work anymore and is going to be around. It's bizarre.
It's a fantasy world at the end because he's dead.
Yeah.
He died. That kid, from the moment he gets hit for that bowl, it's like the end of Adaptation. It became Donnie's movie.
Yeah.
And it became his death. Mm-hmm. Like, it was the fake reality. But what... Okay, this movie we watched for controversy because it has these controversial things. And they're very clear. We've discussed them. Mm-hmm. You could probably read 100 think pieces or just read Wiki and you get it. And you only understand. What was the big movie? What other controversial movies have you gone out of your way to see? And why were they controversial? Just anything come to mind?
The Triumph of the Will. I saw that in a film class, though.
Yeah.
And it's weirdly boring. Well, not weirdly, but for
I'm
the
wondering
time.
If, like, I'm trying, what I'm trying to get at is, like, I feel like other movies I've gone out of my way to see because of, like, somebody's like, it has this crazy thing in it and all this are interesting movies. Mm-hmm. And this is so fucking boring.
Well, it's like,
but I'm also think that's the strength that it could just disappear eventually. But I'm like, ugh.
I don't think this is gonna disappear because it holds such a weird place in Disney history. Well,
yeah, in Disney history and in time, and we're still not over this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of the controversy from this is that, in a sense, what Walt Disney and them, I was reading about this in the era, was like trying to claim that after World War II leading up to World War II, around that era, that America has defeated like racism and we're not fascist. So,
yeah.
But instead of really actually facing and trying to grow and just face that we're racist and grow from there, we just stick it, we hide it. We have shit like this that attempts to candy coat or whatever history.
Yeah.
And make it go, no, everything's fine. We just will forget about that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely a bizarre sort of cover up. And but you know what? I don't know. Okay, so it glorifies slavery. Doesn't Gone with the Wind kind of do that too?
Probably with Hattie McDaniel. I would need to see it again because I don't know if it
doesn't show the slaves as much.
But Hattie McDaniel, and it's what she's in this, and she also got her Oscar for that. Mm-hmm. And she is very much like, it is still a very stereotypical character.
Yeah.
I think Mama something is the character, if I'm right.
Mammy.
And but I'd have to see it again to make that, because I haven't seen it since very early into my film school and just digesting, or like not digesting, like just consuming so much cinema.
Yeah. I mean,
I used to own a copy of it in my collection.
Gone with the Wind?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it is one of those movies where, like, if you love cinema, you can gather things out of it.
My family owns a copy of it. My sister bought it. I remember thinking, this movie's gorgeous.
Well, a movie like that, at least with the controversy it does have with it, with, like, Hattie McDaniel, the other, it's like, at least that movie has other merits that can sort of overshadow it.
And it is definitely pre-Civil War.
Yes.
It's not post-Civil War.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, this movie... It's like it has the controversy, but everything else doesn't really, like, to me, like, there's not a good movie sitting in here among the controversy. Like, you could argue with me that, like, Zippity Doozah is like a good song. Okay.
Yeah.
You can argue that with me and I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
You could, but at the same time, you don't need the movie. You just need the song.
Yeah.
You don't need the movie. You could argue, like, well, it's showing early days of, like, integration of animation and live action. Okay. But also, don't need the whole movie with that. And two, Mary Poppins does it much better later.
There's
on.
A scene with a tar baby.
Oh, God.
Just like.
This is around when I fell asleep.
Yeah. But,
but I've known about the tar baby for quite a while.
It's weirdly very jarring. It's weirdly very jarring. Because I feel like when they made this movie, they're like, this is our chance to get all of it out. Just get all of it out.
Get all of, like...
Like, all of that's all the stuff we think, like, this would be plantation life at that time.
Oh, right. Yes.
Like all the stereotypes, put them all in there, like get it all out.
Like, do you think they're doing it as like, it's just like, these are funny things from the past?
Yeah. Like this is something they thought was funny, but in most cases they're like, don't include that, you know?
Yeah. I bet you somebody probably at one point, like that guy that said there was like a radical that he brought on the job eventually, there had to be a point where he was like, no, don't do this.
Yeah. And this is a bad idea. Like people told them this is a bad idea and they did it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, watch the documentary about him. Oof. He's a stubborn, he was a very stubborn man and yes. And he definitely did not listen to people when he made this movie.
If you like exploitative plantation movies, you should check out some Shirley Temple movies. I grew up watching Shirley Temple movies because my sisters love them, and mm-hmm. then I grew to love them. There's a movie called The Littlest Rebel, and it's right when the Civil War breaks out, and of course she's in the Southern side.
Does she do a tap dance with a black man?
Of course.
Great.
No. They, on command, tap dance for her at her birthday party because there's an awkward moment and she wants to break the ice, and she's like Flopsy or some shitty name, dance for everyone, and he happily tap dances for everyone.
Ugh.
It's kind of sad. And then there's this weird part where war breaks out and everyone leaves, and the slave says to Shirley, being like, oh, a man up north says he's going to free the slaves. And Shirley's like, what do you mean, free the slaves? And he's like, I don't know myself. And I'm like, you couldn't have given him a better line?
I'm going to take back something a little bit of what I said earlier.
Hmm?
Or like rearrange it. Because like I said, I was like, oh, boring. This thing will not be seen. Like, it's easy if this movie just disappears, and it won't, but it's part of history.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, what you're saying to me right now is like, you know what? Good that we caught all this on, like, something that will last technically forever now.
Yeah.
Because right now, it's almost like we need it still.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's right now, we're in this weird time where people are trying to like claim that like racism is no longer, and
mm-hmm.
you guys are stirring the pot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, especially our president and all of our current like leaders are pretty much saying like, no, you guys are just stirring the pot. That doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, it does. And here's some great examples that are not even old.
Yeah. It's very recent. And what sucks is like back then you could argue, oh, they didn't know better. It's like, no, they did. They didn't want to hear it though.
Yeah. It's that thing of like, you know better, but you just don't want to acknowledge that you need to learn or grow,
like,
or that you're wrong. No, you don't want to acknowledge you're wrong.
Yeah. There's a certain level of like, no, this is what I want. And it like, no, there was never a time where people were on board with this. And it's just, yeah, like, this was a thing. And here's the thing, though. I don't think we should, I don't know about banning these films. Definitely don't show them to kids until they've had a couple of history lessons. But I think it's important to see these films like these, because we need to know that at some point in history, this happened. And to ignore it, I feel like, is really disrespectful to
yes.
minorities now, because you see how much they had to overcome and still are overcoming.
And still overcoming. I think that's where I, like, it dawned on me in this conversation was like,
mm-hmm.
no, don't, like, yes, children, because I don't want because we should be not hiding things. We should be discussing racism, not mm-hmm. showing a world where, like, see, it's a fantasy world where it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
We should actually be talking about them. But, mm-hmm. like, yeah, we should not let this go.
Mm-hmm.
It should be like, look, yeah, remember not what to do.
Yeah. Like, because
we have more to go for just this situation with black and white, but going forward, it's like you need to do with every race.
Yeah.
Right now, especially in cinema.
Mm-hmm.
And then beyond that, we need to start looking at that way, so you don't do that with, like, when it comes to different genders,
mm-hmm.
and with women, with transgender, all of that.
Yeah. There's like, so much stuff, like, in terms of the, like, homophobia, like, stuff just from the 90s that would be so not okay now.
Oh, hell yeah. There's a lot.
Like people
out there.
A lot of people are telling me like they're trying to rewatch the show Friends, and they're like, there's so much stuff that would not fly now, like homophobic jokes and stuff like that.
I mean, there's even a little bit of that in Seinfeld. I've been rewatching.
Oh, yeah.
Weirdly, though, what I found interesting is that no one ever in that movie, besides like the classic episode where they're like, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever treats anyone that's like a homosexual as like, that's weird or mm-hmm. wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, I found it funny that there's an episode where they have these, it's a classic Cheever letters. There's this old writer that was like, came out as like bisexual because of letters that his family found after he died.
Mm-hmm.
And they use that part of a storyline when Susan's dad comes out and they find that he's had letters with this writer.
Uh-huh.
But no one reacts to him like, you're gay.
Yeah.
Like that's fucking weird that you're gay. It's just that you were in love with this other man. They just treat it like you had a secret lover. It just happens to be.
I
found that very cool. Like, it's a small thing, mm-hmm. but no one was like, yo, you're homosexual and that's what's wrong here.
Oh,
I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I'm not saying Seinfeld is anywhere progressive.
Oh, no. It's just that, their treatment of it was interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, I think we have to remember these movies.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if I fall asleep and I'm bored by them, mm-hmm. and then I will criticize them and tell everybody what's wrong and dumb about this movie. At least that's
as
course
a movie,
something, I hope.
Even for a kid's movie, it's not great.
No, it is not.
The music is pretty good, but...
But this is only one song, right?
No, really? There's music throughout it.
There's music, but there's really only that one song, right?
No, well, the most memorable song is Zippity Doodah, but this is so fucked up. The slaves sing a lot.
Oh, well, they have a song that they sing, too, that's about Uncle Remus, which mm-hmm. is weird, because I kept wondering, were they mocking him?
No.
The song seemed, it was supposed to be joyous about, like, he tells all these tales, but at the same time, I was like, I don't know, the slaves making fun of Uncle Remus.
No, they, like, weirdly look up to him. He's like their...
He's like a shaman?
I want to say that, like a shaman.
Yeah.
Like they're a holy man. And this movie's weird.
It is very weird. I think we gotta wrap it up. My end thoughts on this are like, the animation was really... I didn't really love the animation so much either. Mm-hmm. That didn't keep me engaged.
Yeah.
It felt like a little bit of the era of being a little sloppy for Disney.
Yeah.
The bear was clearly had red eyes and was drunk or high. It was insane.
Yeah, there must have been some... That must have been a joke that they weren't allowed to discuss.
Yeah, it was very much a hidden joke.
Uh-huh.
If I'm going to rate this, I'm going to go with a once. I don't want to sit down and watch this again.
I don't think I necessarily need to see this again, but I did. I'm probably going to go home and Google the music because it was pretty good.
I think that's fine. Yeah. It's leaving me with a weird, I don't know if it's, I guess it's the part of the discussion that this movie will arise, and it's an important discussion, but I think it is a discussion that will like make me want to, before bed, I have to watch something with a little mm-hmm. more like life to it.
But if it makes you feel... This weirdly gave me a sense of hope, because just watching it, there's moments that are confusing, and it's because it's so not accurate.
Yes.
It'll feel confusing. And I hope that provides people with, if anything, proof that slave life was anything but blissful.
Yes. And I think that proves that we are moving away from the majority of people thinking that this is that. Was,
yes.
Like, we're getting better.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hope.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Anything else, Connie?
Splash Mountain. I don't know.
All right. Splash for everybody. Go check out Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
It's based on this crazy
thing. Check your pictures.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Thank you again for listening, and you can follow the podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat at IWWAO. By following us, you can keep up to date on upcoming episodes and guests, as well as into any of our opinions and see what else we're watching outside of each individual episode. So please, and if you have anything that you'd like us as your host to watch and talk about on the podcast, please send us a Twitter message, an Instagram direct message, or email us at iwillwatchanythingonce@gmail.com and tell us those movies you'd like us to watch.
And you can listen to our episodes on I Will Watch Anything Once on iTunes, and you can subscribe and write a review.
That would be great. Please review it. They'll bring more listeners to the podcast. We would love you for that. And also, you can help out all of the great podcasts right here on Boardwalk Audio by clicking on that big button up in the corner on the Boardwalk Audio website that says Support Our Artists. That will send you to Amazon.com. Then you can make your purchases. It will cost you nothing, but we'll get a small kickback all of the shows at Boardwalk Audio. So, thank you again for listening. And remember, if you haven't seen it once,
then you can't complain. Oh, where's your laughing place, Dan?
Oh, yeah, there's the laugh. Where's my laughing place? My laughing place is talking about movies with you.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit BoardwalkAudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.